Well, we are joined by Mr. Reynolds now. We heard you at Malcolm's before the game, and you said it's all about the manner of the performance. It's all about players playing, enjoying the game, working hard, and a win will come. If we get beat today or if it doesn't go our way, we don't have to be too despondent. And I think you probably will accept that today as a good learning curve and a good game of football.
Absolutely. I've just said in the interview downstairs, I wasn't happy with the first half for a number of reasons. I think the young squad froze today, and I said to them before they went out, about ignoring the noise and people talking about that first home win, and let me take the pressure off you. And I think, you know, five or six froze in that first half. I think they were thinking more about, can we get the win, can we not get the win? And I came in and said at half time, I said, one thing that you need to learn quickly is, you know, what we do in training, you've got to then go and execute on match day. And I've said to them, don't worry about the win. You've got to take that away from you, and the win will come. At half time, you know, we readdress one or two things, and I said to them, let me take it. Let me take all that pressure off you. You go and do what you do best. Play how you what brings the best part to your game. If whether or not it's 1v1 situations, winning headers, tackles, passing the ball, go and free yourself. And I think second half we had a real go. I've got to say, I'm disgusted with the goal. The goal is not a goal. You look at any rule book, and I said to the linesman who's made a mistake, there's got to be two players behind the ball. Allinson's in front of play. There's one person behind the goal, and the lad puts it in. It's offside all day long, and I know, I don't want to get myself in trouble and coming off, but they've made a huge mistake there today, and you can't legislate for that. You know, in a game that's so tight, nip and tuck, you know, that kills us.
I mean, from our perspective, we didn't even... We could tell that. You can see that. We were looking, maybe, is it a foul on Allinson? And that was the conversation we had. But you've now set the record straight, because from this angle, for some reason, we didn't actually notice that. But again, so that's going to stick in the crawl, hasn't it, really? Yeah. After the hard work that's got into the game. James?
Would it be fair to say that they kind of out-hustled you a bit throughout the game? Whenever they seem to me not dissimilar to FC in the way that obviously they were always, whenever they were out of possession, they were on your players. They didn't give your players any time, and that was one of the differences.
I think they have a style of play, and that's, you know, everybody's got their own individual style of play. They like to get the ball quickly forward to the 9 and 10. They look to pick pieces up. They look to pressure, get in your face. They look to play offset pieces when 8 and 5 come up and 9 and 10. But it's effective. You know, the 4th, 5th in the league, and they've done well. You can't, you know, you can't. You've only got to congratulate them for doing what they do. My side, I don't want to play that way. You know, I want to play a different way. And yes, I want to play the pressing game like they executed on us today. But I think that, you know, free-flowing football is more attractive to see. And I don't think they played that in abundance today. I think they played in a certain way. And they've got the points. And, you know, we haven't got the points. So congratulations to Telford.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that first 45 minutes, I mean, obviously, the opening part of the game, they were in the ascendancy to a degree. And that goal gave us impetus. And from that moment onwards, it was a really attractive, entertaining game of football. From a neutral watching that game today, they would have thought, Payet, there's two teams really going at it. I mean, they set up really well, I thought. You set the team up really well. And it was like, what we're going to do is this. Then they're going to counteract them, working backwards and forwards. You brought two players in to the club, in Potts and in Wallen. We've seen the quality of both players, especially last week. You know, they were absolutely excellent. Was today a baptism of fire for those two, really? Because this is the highest. Well, I know he's under 23 QPR, but that standard is very high and technical. But that pressure, that pace, players surrounding you, a foul means a foul rather than just, you know, it's been tough for those two today. And they'll learn a lot from it, won't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I've got to, you know, congratulate Josh. For one, he gives away the first goal. You know, as a under 23 player, he gives away the first goal. He can feel it. You know, the whole stadium, he's disappointed with the pass, and they go and score from it. But then he's got to pick himself up. In the next 5 minutes, he gives away two or three loose passes. And as a young kid, you can go one way or the other. I thought second half, I've had words with him at half time, and I've told him what I needed to do. I think second half, he came out and played really well. And that's going to happen. You're going to make mistakes, and that's part of it. You know, you're on the stage, you're going to make mistakes. And Potts next to him, you know, possibly a little bit tired today. You know, you could see the back-to-back games counting, and he was carrying a little bit of an injury, even though we managed to rest him the other day. But it was, you know, they've come across a really good midfield in Telford today. And they've had a really good battle. And probably, you know, the balance of play, the scoreline reflects that they've come out just on top in terms of midfield battle. But I think, you know, as a two, I'm happy with them.
Well, talking of battles, there was one man today that's had a very indifferent season at FC United of Manchester, but Stephen O'Halloran today, different class, absolutely outstanding. And considering the players that he's up against, because they're not small guys either. They're proper units and they're decent players. He was magnificent.
He was absolutely amazing. As was Lynch. I'm delighted with both Lynch and O'Halloran, and you know they're coming across brutes as number nines and number tens, and they're dealing with them. But like you say, Haller's last ditch tackles today, getting up his distribution. He's coming 20, 30 yards to win headers in the middle of the park and not missing them. He's enjoying his football. New lease of life. I want him to get on the ball. I want him to play as I do with Lynchy. The two dogged centre halves who like to go and win ball, who like to go and win tackles. And you know, I'm delighted for them both. They're getting fit and they play really well. And I think every game I've singled them both out. You know, there'll be a period in every game that we've played so far that the opposition have had set pieces, or they've had, you know, aerial balls put into our box, and O'Halloran boom and Lynch boom time and again, they've, you know, gone and won it. So yeah, I'm happy for him too,
because not only did he have it was his distribution today as well. His distribution was excellent. He was clever with the ball. He knew what he was doing. He wasn't giving it away. And you know, I think after the Witten game here, a lot of people and myself included were thinking, is it the end of him? Because we've seen the great quality over the years of the player, but he's actually back to exactly the reason why we brought him in the first place.
I think what you've seen today, and I've tried to get this out of his game and Lynch's game, is that, you know, when they've got time, instead of going 60 yards in there, can they bounce the ball into midfield? Can they get it back so then we can start play higher up? And I think you can see with O'Halloran, he's getting the ball and he's putting things into midfield, he's getting the next one, and then, you know, he's shortening his distance instead of just going long. And when you go long and you're playing deep, you know, and no disrespect to Chris or Stevie, you know, at the age where they don't want to be getting in foot races with people. So if they're giving balls away and we're still deep, then it allows for the counter attack, and then you come spaced out. When you're playing higher up the park and you can play them little crisp balls in, even if the ball goes astray, you're higher up the park to make that next tackle. You know, that's they've both taken that on board, and I'm happy about that.
Well, listen, unfortunate this afternoon, the result isn't exactly what we wanted, but the performance, the passion and everything else was there, which is fantastic, and it's work in progress. Next week, it's a long journey, it's Hereford away.
Yeah.
Regardless of the result, can you do the music on the way back?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not listening to that on the way back.
Big game next week.
We're gonna train hard this week, Tuesday, Thursday, and we're gonna get ready for Hereford. Take nothing for granted. You know, the league win now goes out the window. It's about the trophy, and you know, we want a cup run. You know, we want people to be excited, and you know, there's Wembley at the end of it.
Exactly.
And I've got to say that people say, you know, you're kind of dreaming, but it's at the end of it. You know, that's the final destination, and you know, there's no reason why a team from our level can't get there.
Not at all. Did a few years ago.
Absolutely. So we're going to work hard. We're going to take nothing for granted. We know the way Hereford play now. They know the way that we play. They'll probably bring in two or three new additions. And we'll just get ready for it. We've got to bounce back from today. You know, I hate losing games of football. I can take positives from it, but I can't stand losing games of football, and I certainly can't lose back-to-back games of football. And that's what the message is in the dressing room now. So, you know, we'll work hard on the training ground this week and get on that coach to Hereford next week.